ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eli Goldberg. Maseches Eruchin is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. David Siegel, L'chus Refua Shalema, Aryeh Chanoich Ben Reizel, and Malka Kreindl Bas Reizel.
Today's shiur is on Eruchin Daf Lamed. The Gemara picks up in the middle of the discussion. Rav Anan had a question that he heard two statements from Shmuel, one in regards to the din of one who sells a field during the Shnas HaYovel, and two in one who sells an Eved to an Ev Gichavim or to Chutz Loretz. That's Yatzel Acheres. And one was Hadi Zvini, one was Loi Hadi Zvini. He just wasn't sure which one. Just to point out briefly, Rashi on the bottom of Chavtes from Beis questioned that how can we have a tzad that Shmuel should hold that the Mois is Einin Choizin on by the case of one who sold the field during the Shnas HaYovel, which Shmuel held that it's not a Mechira. But still the Mois would not be Choizin because we say he gave L'Shem Atano. So Rashi questioned, so what's the difference between Shitas Rav and Shitas Shmuel? So Rashi offered two to him. Number one, that if the lekech was shamit, and you shamit lekech, the kotzat ilonei shahiba. So according to Rav, that it's a mechura, then the sadas hadar va ilonis the kotz is kotz. And the Shmuel, the amein mechura umoyis matano the hadar ilonis. That was number one. Inami, as Rashi said, there'll be nafkamin if he sold metalin together with the kakois. And made a kinyan agav on the metalin. So according to Rav, it will be chal the mekach. And on the metalton, according to Shmuel, that there's ain't a mechura, then there's no kinyan on the metalton. So the Shita Mekubetzes over there, B'shem the Rosh, questioned on the first pshat in Rashi, and the Rishash also questions this, that he doesn't understand the first teretz. The Rashi said that the ilonis the kotz, it's kotz. How could that be? Since it's miyad hadro, so therefore whatever he caught is ready shloi b'shus. It's already too late. And therefore, the Rosh explains, "Kachozu pirish acher inam kigoyin shemachar that he sold it the Kenyan agav." Since Shirub David brings that he wants to explain that possibly the two stardom in Rashi and the question of the Rosh was totally in the Chakiri mentioned in the previous year, and how we understand Rav's din that he said that it's mechur v'yoytze is the pshat that it's chal for rega and the lekech was actually coined for a moment and then yovel comes in and it's mafkir the mekach, and it's choizer. Idilma, it was never chal, even for a moment. Just had the siba sakinyin. You have the siba for the chalais kinyin is there, but the actual bepoil, he never had it even for a moment. So he wanted to say, we could possibly say, those are the two tzadim in Rashi. And that's why the first tzad held that it was chal, and therefore the ilonis sekos, it was chal, and that would answer the Rosh's kasha. And the second tzad, according to the way the Rosh is explaining, held that no, b'chayzi was chayzer, and according to the second shot, it's not chal at all. However, he brings from his father, the Briskarov, he wanted to explain for Rashi that could be even in the first shot, Rashi held that the way Ilonis the Kotz was be'oifin, that was the Kinyan Chazaka. Like the Shittas he brings in Chayesh Mishpat, in Kup Tzadik Beis, Sef Yud, Niralf, that it could be machzik be'karaka idei Shtamshas. So he says the way he was machzik in the karka was gufa with the ksitzis ilonis. So that's why we zeicha. It wasn't after the kinyan that he made the ksitzis ilonis. Is the kinyan was gufa the ksitzis ilonis? So that would answer the Rosh's kasha, meaning both Rashi and both pshatim held that the kinyan he's never zeicha bepoil. But in the first era, since he was the kinyan itself was the ksitzis ilonis, there according to Rav that it's chal that the mekach is there he's zeicha in ilonis. And that would be the Teretz Yisha for the Rosh's Kasha. Now the Maskon of the Gemara to the question of Rav Anan, the Gemara proved from Rav Yosef said, Nech Zianan from the Braisa, that Amelech Avdei B'chutzlar is Yotzel Acheres, and you need to get Shechem Rabbi Sheini. So from there we saw that by the fact over there he's called Rabbi, you see, Lehod Yisvini. So it must be in our case, where by Yoyvel, Einim Echura, the Mois is Chayzman. So the Gemara is saying, what was Rav Anan's question? That even though he knew that Shmuel says Einim Mechura, what would be the tzad that the Moishi not be choizin? Moishi says midi davi mekadosh achoisoi. That by mekadosh achoisoi, Rav said the Moishi is choizin, and Shmuel said the Moishi is matano. So that's why he thought maybe perhaps over here the Moishi would be matano. And the maskon is that it's not. Here we say the matano, the Moishi is choizin. So we're showing you a question. Tosis here questions why do we? What house is different than mekadosh achoisoi? Why do we say? Over here, also, we should say the Adam Yedeya, that when he sells a field, B'shnas HaYovel, that, and that it's not Mocher, and therefore he gave the Mois L'Shem HaTano. So Tosfos here says, because ain't oilam bikin mekach, not everyone knows that it's not mocher, v'lo yigarmel l'shem atonu. And the Shita Mekubet says, in Meshem the Rosh, is masber a little bit more, that he says, you can't say that everyone knows that there's not a mecha b'yoivel, and therefore he gave l'shem atonu, because Rav holds, m'chu v'yoitza, hilkech avi mekech tois, u'mo yischoizun. As you see, then it's not so poshut that it's not a mecher. Rav argues and he holds it as a mecher. So therefore, people are toya, and therefore we don't say he gave l'shem aton, rather he gave l'shem mekach, and therefore the mois is choizen. However, other rishayim explain a little different. The Ramban and the Ritva in Gittin on Daf Mem Hei, and as well as the Ritva in Kedushin on Daf Mem Vav, they explain the chilik that a person will be toya, the toys that people make is that people think b'yovel is only meshamit b'tchilo. And this that Yovel is Meshamet, and is Moitzi the Bafkir, the Mecher, that's only if the fields that were sold before Yovel. But if a field is sold during Yovel itself, as the Ritva says, Amachir b'Yovel atzmoy, loyteitze ad Yovel acheres, that doesn't go out until the next Yovel, means they think that Yovel is only Meshamet Tchila, not during the year. And that's their toys. It could be the two studim would be totally in the Machlokes Marsham Aram in Gittin and Daf Mem Hei. They're explaining Tosfos there, who says similar to that Shita Mekubetzes says by us that the reason why we say that that it's different than the Mekadosh Achoisai is because Rav Komar the Mechuvi Yoytze. So Marsham explains seemingly Kibshutoi that since Rav was Mechuvi Yoytze, we say he's not giving it as a Maton, rather he's giving it Bederach Mekach, and therefore the Mois is not, we're not, therefore the Moise is chosen, because not giving it l'shem atonu. However, the Maharam is bothered, that even according to Rav, that we say, the field is mechura, he says, since we call mokim, the sada is yoytze miyad, back to the bailim. Again, we should say, the other miyadeya, the chalakoyin b'yoyvul, the field is, goes back right away, and therefore when he gave the money, we say, it's gone with a nosal l'shem atonu. So if he explains to Isis, that since, according to Rav, there is a Mekach, so people are toying and think that the field is not Yoitz at all, and therefore he didn't give it L'Shem Aton, he gave it for a Mekach which he thought was a lasting Mekach, at least I'll until next Yovel, and therefore we say the Mois, it was a Tois, and therefore he gets the money back. So it could be these two explanations that Rishonim give, why we say, according to Shmuel, that here it's not L'Shem Matano, would be totally in these two tzadim of the Marsham Aram. And is it enough to say that the fact that he gave her a moment's mekach, that alone makes it that it's Hashem mekach and not Hashem atonu? Or we have to understand that it's only called Hashem mekach and not Hashem atonu, we understood that it was at least to his understanding, it was a lasting mekach. That Mr. Ramban and the Ritva in Gittin give, offer both these two ritzim to be mazel why here Shmuel held that his mois is not a matonu. The Gemara continues the questions on our Mishnah, which mentioned Nora Oyavira Oilam Loibin Aminyan. So the Gemara questions Hashta Oyavira, we didn't use the field at all, Oiloi Nora Miboyi. So this the Gemara answers that Nora is Rikhale, when he plowed the field, Sakadait Hamina Amrinon Lay the Lekeach, Ketel the Mecha Havli Dame Vizlasik. First pay me for the Mecha Risha and then he'll take over the field. Kamash Vilon, they does not have to, the Mecha doesn't have to pay the Lekeach for the Mecha Risha. Ben Geshem is Masber. And the reason why he could say this is because the Amalei, he tells him, came in Shahisa Beshuscha. It was in your Shus, Shah Yochel Lazara. You could have planted Velikach Tuvasa, Veloya Varata, and you didn't work the field. After the Avsata Navshach, you amavsted, and therefore you knock Leah Meicher, Shahigaloi Demei Oisish, they shot him Kilo, Yisrayois. He could deduct it as if it was a fully planted field, and the Lekech ate a Tua. In other words, he does not have to pay for the Dmei Harisha. So, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amuna in Perikin Aleph in Shmita V'Yoyva Aloch in Aleph in the Tzi and Aloch in Sivkot and Sadi Gimel is Medayik in Meine Geshem that it's Mashma that if he plowed the field late and he didn't have, without leaving himself enough time before the 2 years are up to actually plant the field, then the Meicher would have to pay him for the Hano. He says with Tzarechin. The Mutzal Me'esh question is that where is this Mavu in our Mishnah that when by Nora he doesn't have to pay for the Dmei Harisha? So he answers that because since the Mishnah put it together with Hevira, where obviously he doesn't have to pay him for anything, there was nothing done. So from there we see that by when he plowed the field, he also does not have to pay him for the Dmei Harisha. And this he wants to use to answer a question that we mentioned in the previous year, that why did our Mishnah tell us, Bechlal the Chiddush, that Nora Hevira is Oiloi Min Aminyan? Okay, question that even by Shadofim V'Yirokin, if it's only by Oisim Okim, Baga, and it's not Bechol Olam, it's also Olam Min Aminyan. Kolshke Nara Yavira, we are in addition to, he also has that he was mad, that he was Peshaya, that he didn't plow, he didn't use the field. For sure, it's not, it will be Olam Min Aminyan. What's the Chiddush of Nara Yavira? So he says that, according to this, it's very good. The Mishnah wanted to teach us this Chiddush, that by Nara, he doesn't have to pay for the Mecharisha, and therefore he had to tell us the Chiddush of Nara, and had to mention also Yavira, to tell us that Nora does not pay Dumido Hivira. So we have to tell us this Chiddush that Nora Hivira is Oilim in Minyan and it'll be an Oifin that he won't have to pay for even the Mecharisha. And that was the Chiddush of the Mishnah. The Argodol on the Mishnah questions that why is this true that by Nora that the Mecharisha does not have to pay the Lekech for the Dumei Shvach? He questions why is it different than the Gemara in Bamitsiya on Kuftes says that with one that someone who's bought a field from his bought a field during Yovel, and it's when Shas, when it goes out by Yovel, the din is Shamaloi, that we evaluate the Shvach, and the Moicher who gets the field back by Yovel, he has to pay the Lekech for the Shvach that he put into the field. So Maish Nehocha by the Dmei Nir, that the Moicher doesn't have to pay the Lekech to the Dmei Shvach. What's the difference? So he says that this could possibly be the reason why the Rambam was mashmit the din of our Gemara. He doesn't have to pay for the Dmei Shvach. Maybe because he held it to the Sugis Achelkos. And he was saying, on the Sugim Bamitsiya, that he does have to pay for the Shvach. And that's why the Rambam was mashmit the din of our Gemara. He says it's Arachin. However, the Brisk Rav is also Moir this kasha from the Gemara in Bamitsiya. And he, and the Brisk Rav says that Noro is Lemikri Hishbich Lekarka. It's not called mashbich into the karka, and therefore that's why it's different than that sugi that we're shoving the shvach for the lekeach, he's not masber. Clearly, what's the difference? It could be that Nora, the miskrovers understand is just called like you teirech in the field, and you have to end the more just questions why you don't have to pay for that tircha, that money that he put into the field, but it's to be considered an actual shvach. That's only be like the sugi over there where he planted ilonis. That's considered a shvach in the karka. But Nir is different. The Gemara continues with the din of Rav Elazar at the end of the Mishnah, that Tanya Rav Elazar Omer, Minayin Shemachal Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Melei Peiros, they shouldn't say, Anach Lefani Kedach Shinachti Lefanecha, Tamalei Ma'abim Mitzvah Shnei Tvois, Yimachal Loch, that, which like the Gemara explains, Pamish Adam Oichel Shalosh Tvois, Bishnei Shonim. He gets from the entire 2 years, he gets all the Tvois, even it's possible to get 3 Tvois in those 2 years. Rashi brings, Tupshatim in the Havle Lemichtav Mitzvah Shonim, if it would have been only 2 Tvois in 2 years, then it should have said either Mitzvah Shonim or Mitzvah Tvois. Now, Mitzvah Tvois. Now, when Rashi said that it could have written Mitzvah Shonim, the Hagoyis Hagro and the Rashash earlier on Yitches and Mebeis, I'm aware that we need to say Tvois to teach us a din that has to be, that Shnash Yidofen is not Oilam in Aminyan. That's the Rashash is Mitzayin, Rashi within Yitches has a different Pshat, Ayin Shom. Just the Rashash over here on our Mishnah, says an opposite here, that he says near a poshet that if he sold it to him before Shoshana, after he already cut down the tefuah, and then it reached 2 years later, but and the tefuah, the second crop, was not yet bichro, then he says, ain't him to legal. You see, you can't yet be goyal, even though 2 years passed, because there's the be'in and tati. You need two things. You need shonim and tefuahs. That you have to have 2 years, two tefuahs. He says, just points out, Ulam, if it's possible that if just Oisa Bago Lebichra, if the Tvua just of that field did not yet ripen, but in all the surrounding fields, it had already the second crop already was ripened. He says, then perhaps Ula Yochel Legol, maybe be like Shadofin, where if it's a Shadofin only in that field, that's where a Kima of Shnei Tvuas, and therefore the Meicher could already be Goyal. It's already considered 2 years and two Tvuas, and the Meicher could already be Goyal. Moving on to the Mishnah, Mocher L'Rishon B'mono, U'Mocher Rishon L'Sheni B'Masayim, Eine Mechashiv Elim Rishon. And the Mishnah goes on to list that in all these cases, when he sold it to a Sheni, we make drushes to always the Toives HaMeicher, it's a cooler for the Meicher, they'll always pay the lower price. Just an Ikatam of the Mishnah, the Gemara learned out of drushes, but the Tamadover, that we always go lekula for the meicher. The Rambam in Pirshe Mishnayis says, "Nosan lemeicher mona yofe lefishahu." The Gemara says rochuk, but it should be saying lefishahu dochuk. That the Torah gave Hashem gave the meicher the better advantage, the upper hand, because he's dochuk. since he's dachik, he sold his field, and they doichkoi, we wanted to help him out and give him the opportunity to be goyel's field at a more affordable price. And the Aruch HaShulchan also, in Simulam and Gimel, Sefir Aleph says this on his own, that Torah chos al amoichem b'nei dachkoi, v'chol odam mis'avelis de achuzasai, he's mis'avel to get his field back, he had to sell it because of his doichik, so we want to give him the opportunity at the, in the most affordable way to him to get it back, and therefore we always give him the benefit, the better price. Just the Aruch HaShulchan there is ma'ir from the safe of the Mishnah, that we seem to be machman on him. Safe of the Mishnah ends, la'yimka b'rochik v'yigal b'koloiv, b'ro v'yigal b'yofa. If all these dinim which seem to work against him, that he can't sell his fields, and he can't to get money for it, and he can't borrow, and he can't goyel l'chatzoyin. So that here, it seems that we're going the other way. He'll be machman on him. What's the pshat? So to this he answers that the dinim of the sefer is ibn Ekim Olam. He says, because if one would be able to be goyel his field a little bit at a time, no one would be willing to purchase the field. And also if he could borrow money and redeem his field, or he could sell another piece of karka, he says, Devarim Elu Mitzuyim, these are common things which would be very easy for him to get his field back. And therefore, Yinalu Shari Mischa would be closed, the means of commerce, people wouldn't purchase the field. So therefore, the Torah was Machmer on the Meicher. In addition to that, we have the din that he can't be goyel for the first 2 years, and therefore yimtzu koinim alze. Therefore, we'll find koinim. So I'm not sure if his kavana means that it's for the benefit of the loichim, the day where he should have the kiyim oilam. We want people to be able to purchase fields. If people could be goyel it easily, then it'll be hard to find a buyer. Or, and he's saying that really, like he's ending off a yimtzu koinim alze. That again, this is also the chumra on the meicher is really ends up being for his benefit. Because he wants to sell his field, he needs the money, and if he'd be able to get it back easily, he wouldn't find a buyer. So therefore, again, really to his benefit, we have to be machman him that the field is the one who's buying it should realize that he's going to buy the field and he's not going to be able to, and the meicher won't get it back so quickly. So it'll end up being that there will be someone who will actually purchase the field and will come out of te'eles for the meicher as well. Now, on the din of our Mishnah, that machra l'rishin b'mono, u'machra rishin l'sheni b'masayim, the Hagoyis Maimin is, in Perek Hei, Hilchaschir is, and Oyschof wants to bring a raya to the Rambam. The Rambam there says the din, that even though we know that asay ein asaychir rashoy lahaskir, that if one rents something from his friend, he can't rent it out to someone else without the rishus of the owner. He says that din, the Rambam says, that only applies by metaltlin. Sharei oymalay ein ritzayni she begdoyni biyad achir. There it's mutter, shari ba'ila ima, there he's allowed to, he's permitted to rent it out to someone else. So to this, the Hagoyis Maimon is, in the Oyschof, brings a raya, brings from the Maram Yiratenberg, then he brings a raya from our Mishnah to the din of the Rambam. Because here we see that we have a case, machal rishon b'mona, and then the rishon turned around, and he sold it to someone else, b'masayim. And the Maram Yiratenberg explains, that every meicher sadeu b'shah sheyovel noyig eini elik eschiris ba'alma. It's just eschiris. Hoyel v'soifi lachz b'yovel. And still we see that the region has reshus to sell it to the second one without the reshus of the ba'alim. And then he says, don't say that here the Almish is talking with the ba'alim gave him reshus to sell it to someone else. Because he says, if that would be the case, why would I need a pasuk to tell me that when he sells it to the Rishon Mimona, and then the Rishon sells it to the Sheni B'Masayim, that he only has to pay he only has to pay the price of money like he sold it to the Rishon. He says, be poshit. That one would give a shus for the Rishon to sell it at a higher price to the second one, that he should have to pay 200. Of course he would never give such a shus for that. El HaKachach is talking that he sold it without the Das of the Bailim, and still is permitted. Then he says, maybe he'll say that it's talking about he did an Isser, he sold it Shalaikadin. So number one, he says, Atubirashi Yaskinon. Is the Pasuk talking about Rasha? That's what the Pasuk is telling us this Chiddush. V'oy that Nidin Tim Suleiman then is an Isser. He says, Mikol Mokim Chazinon, that the Mechira is a good Mekach, and the Bailan can't be Moicha. Because if he could be Moicha, let the Bailan say, I don't want this Mechira that he's the Rishon sold to the Sheni. And it shouldn't be Negei, the whole din of our Mishnah, that I need a Pasuk to tell me that he only has to buy it from the Rishon at the lower price. Says El Al Kach, we see from Al Mishnah that they didn't like the Rambam. That even B'makom Schirus, which is a Mekach, B'shnas HaYovel, is like a Schirus, the Meicher Rishon is permitted without the Shus of the Bailam to sell the Kaka to someone else. The Mechaber in Choshe Mishpor in Simen Shinta Zayin Sif Aleph brings the din of the Rambam that a masker could be masker bayis. The chaver could rent out the house of someone else. Shalom Midas Abaylim. And the other Biagro quotes the Agoy Ismaim is B'shein the Maram. But he concludes. He says Lefi Masha. He says Ayin Simen Reshit Beis Sif Dalin and Sivov. Sif Masha Kasam Tisham Ein Rayos Mechrachas. Which means he's referring to the halacha over there in Simen Reshit Beis, which describes the din Reshit Beis Dalad, which comes from the Rambam, really, in Perek of Gimel Hilchos Mechira Halacha Vav. That if the telling us that one sells a guf a guf a karka lizman katsiv, someone sells a piece of karka for a set amount of for a period of time lizman katsiv, hareiz a mechira, that's a mechira umishtamish alikeach beguf kechavtzai, he could use it as he wishes, v'oichal apeiris calls man a mechira. And the Rambam and the Mechab and the Rambam continue that what's the difference between a moicher kakel is man kotzev and one who's makna a field leperis? They can say that one who's kind of leperis cannot be mishana the tzur of the karka, and he can't build and he can't break on the piece of karka. Aval a kind of man kotzev who boine v'hoyreis v'oisa b'chol zmanei hakotzev k'moisha oisa hakoina kinyan oilem l'oilem. That one who sells a field for a set amount of time, the lekeach could do as he wishes, ruin the field entirely, or whatever he likes he could do to the fields as he pleases, as one purchased a field, lo'olam. And later in Halacha Vav, which is again coming from the Rambam there, he describes by the Mash'ekid a Seicher does not have the right to do these things. He could use the field for shtamshes, but he can't be boine v'hiris, and can't do any of these things in the field. So what the Goyin is coming to argue is that he's arguing the hanocha of the Maram that he compared a meicher bezman shayovel noyig. It's like a schiris. That he's saying no, it's not like a schiris. Rather, it's like a meicher bezman kotzev, and it could be a meicher bezman kotzev. He has the right to do whatever as he wishes to the field. So here he could sell it to someone else. Masha'inkin a seicher. Perhaps a seicher can sell the field, can be masking the field to someone else without the rishus of the Bailam. So therefore there would not be a raya from Yovel to, from our Mishnah, to the din of the Rambam. And like this also says the Yisai, the Magi Mishnah, and over there in Perchav Gimel and Halach Avav, he's when the Rambam is discussing the din of Meicher Sadeh Lezman Kotzov, the Magi Mishnah compares this to Yovel. He says, "V'li nira shemachaber the Rambam was medama meichel esman kotzev lemeichel bezman shayovel noyig," and just like one who sells a field bezman ayovel, bein kori bein rochik oisa by kol chevtzay, he could do it as he wishes to the field. Avol bi sheyedua sheyachzer karkel lebaleh beyovel, the field will go back to the bialim and yovel. Kenadin bemeichel esman kotzev, he could do it sharei stomay kipirushay beyovel. Means stomay is kipirusha biyovel. In yovel, when you sell a field, stam is like you mafarish lezman kotzev, and that's the status of a field b'shabeshasa yovel. So therefore, the Goyin's pointing out that since yovel is not a schiris, rather it's a meichel lezman kotzev, so therefore there will be no raya from the din of our Mishnah to the din of the Rambam meischiris. Just to point out, and this that we mentioned from the Magi Mishnah, that he's medama or meicher bezman ayovel to one who's meicher lezman kotzev, and therefore he could do to the field kol chevtza, he could even dig boiris in the field as he wishes. So this, the Mishnah Melech in Perek Yid Aleph and Shmita v'yovel in Halacha Aleph, he's meirer on the Magi Mishnah that the Yishalmi in the end of Perek Hashileach says that lehedi that's also to be choifer boiris in a field. Which is going to go back by Yovel, because they bring a Joshua, v'shavlach uzasa, he has to return be'enoi. That's what he's ma'ir. So, to this, the Samachroim, the Chasam Seifer, in Chuvis, in Yerodeyas, Shin Lamed Aleph, the Chazanish, in Evin Ezer, in Tzmenayin Dald, Sifta Zvav, point out that could be the Magi Mishnah, understood that we don't paskin la locha like that Yishalmi, as the Rambam didn't bring the din of the Yishalmi in Hilcha Shmita v'Yovel. However, more the Rishash and on Chavtes Mabez, on the Rashi, on the Banim Rashi, who mentioned that the case, the Nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel, would be a case where he was kosher tzilonis, and therefore that would be the case that Rav would hold that even if he sell the field during Yovel, he would be kosher tzilonis, he'd be able to keep those tzilonis. So Rishash says, from this is a raya, not like the Mishnah Melech. Here we see that one could be kosher tzilonis, but on a mechira of Yovel. Like a raya, like the Magi Mishnah, and not like the Mishnah Lamelech. And this raya is also seems to be in the Biagra in Reshit Beis Sivdal on that halacha, which we mentioned. Hakoinul is man kotzev, who boine v'hoiris v'oise b'chol z'mane ha-kotziv k'moisha oise ha-koine kinyin oylem lo'oylem. And one can do it as he wishes to the field, as if he purchased it forever. So to this, the Be'er HaGoyla is mitzayin to the Magen Mishnah that said that the Mechaber was medama, someone who's meicha field is man, to one who sells a field during Yovel, that oise by kel chevtzoy, you know, the kak will go back to the Bailan by Yovel. So unto this, the Biagro in Oisid Gimel, he says, Ayin be'aval ha'koyne, he says, Ayin be'er ha'goyla, then he says, Ayin Rashi in Eich, in Choftes ha'me'beiz, to be maschu v'chodo v'chulu, which is this Rashi, that he's bringing clearly the Raya of the Rashash, that one who's koitzitz yilonois, is a Raya that Oisid be'kel chevtzoy, when one is meichu b'zman ha'yoyvul, which would be seemingly not a Raya to the Magen Mishnah, and not like the Mishnah Melech. However, the Chazon Ish, in the, which we mentioned earlier, he wants to know that perhaps only Ilonais is mutter, but to dig Bayrois would not be arrived from Rashi that would permit it. You can be chalak that actually ruin the karka, that would go into Veshavlach, who's also Be'enoi, we may require that the karka, when he can't not dig the Bayrois, that would have to go back, Be'en. So perhaps Rashi would not be a steer to the din of the Mishnah Melech. Bahamiyo be a raya that Oisabai Kel Chevtsai, that at least Ilonais al Kaponim, for sure, one could be koitzitz during the years of Yoifel. Moving on in the Mishnah, Machal Rishon b'mana u'Machal Rishon l'sheni b'masayim, ein mechashev ela im harishon with the first one. Shenemar le'ish asher machaloi, so they only have to pay a mana. Machal Rishon b'masayim u'Machal Rishon l'sheni b'mana, ein mechashev ela im ma'achrin. Only the second, the last one. Shenemar v'chishev eshnei m'karoi, v'heishev esoidev le'ish asher b'saychoi. So in the drasha where we see this, where's the drasha that we're talking about the one who is now the extra person, the second lekech, not the original owner. So the shita mekubetzes means from the rosh that he dashes it miyatur de leish kadosh. Now v'motzel mechta v'heishev es ha'oidev la'asher machaloi. So the ish is a yitur to tell us that in such a case there's another person that we're gonna possibly sometimes give the money to him. The Taisus Yomtiv is Masber, that the word Ish comes from the Lashon Odoin. Odoin Balasade, meaning that we find the Lashon in the Mishnah and Yuma, Ishi Koyin Gadol, which the Rav Siyad says Ishi Adoini, so it's referring to the Odoin Hasade. Now there's a Machloikis in Pshat, in the first case, by Machlur Rishon Bemona, and the Sheni Bemasayim, the Eine Mechashiv El Emerishon. The Tveres Yisrael, and this is how the Lechem Shemaim also is Masber. That means kefi cheshboinoi imarishoin noisin l'sheni k'shabal legalam yodoi. Meaning that the money doesn't mean that he's actually dealing with the rishon. Just according to the cheshbon that he paid the rishon, which was the mana, that's what he gives to the sheni, to the second lekech when he's goyel miyodoi. However, Rabbeinu Hillel in his pirish on Tayas Koinim in Parshas Bahar Perikei Halacha Gimel. And this is also the Shita of the Reim, the Rebellion Mizrahi, and in Pashas Bahar, Chafei Chav Zayin, which is the Makar is really from Rabbeinu Hillel. They learn that the Mechashim Marishain means with the Kipshutoi, that he's the Moicher gives the money to the Lekeach Rishain. As Rabbeinu Hillel says, El Mechashim Bimone im Marishain, Umach Zalei Hashar, and then the Hex says afterwards, Varishain then goes as Mechashim Imashaini Bimasayim. After the Rishon got a money from the Rishon, from the Meicher, now the Rishon has to go back and make another cheshbon with the Sheni, the Lekeach Sheni b'Masayim, because his field was taken away. Umar Zalei Hashani gives him back the rest of the money. He gives him back his 200. However, in Rabbeinu Geshem, will be more mashma like the Pirish of the Tveres Yisrael and the Lechem Shemayim, because he explains Elam Rishon. He says that you give the Mishra Machuloi Kedei Lahakil Alagoyel. And then he says, "V'yavsid zeh lekeach sheni mona echad." He argues on Rabbeinu Hillel, and he says the lekeach sheni will lose a mona. So from this, it's kibshutei mashma that the meicher gave the money to the lekeach sheni, and that's why therefore it's understood that he gives the lekeach sheni only the mona, as the Gittayr said, he has to only pay kafi the lower price. So he gives the money to the lekeach sheni, and he loses out, and he can't collect his other money. But however, if he would have paid to the first one, then it'll be, and if the second one have a right to come back to the rishon, he should be able to come back to collect kipshuta his 200. So kipshuta will be mashma that he pays to the lekeach sheni, and he has to only give him a money, which means we have another machlekes here besides who you're paying it to. the Rabbeinu Hillel and the Rabbeinu Geshem are arguing, does Lekech Sheni have a din achrayis? Does he have a din to go back to the Lekech Rishon to get reimbursed for the extra money, for the money that he spent or not? So in Shiurev, David Salvechik, he wants to be Masber, the Shita of the Rabbeinu Geshem, why over here we would say there's no din achrayis. He wants to say this is different than when one is being Torev from Machmas Abalchayv of a Meicher. There he has achrayis. There there's a din he has to make up for him, because there the for example the balchayv is taking machmas. He had a din in this karka. He had a shibit on this karka. So it was a certain chesaron in the bailis of the meicher, and therefore he has to reimburse the lekeach for that if the field was taken away. Mashenkin schus gula is an entirely different thing. It's not a chesaron in the bailis of the lekeach. It's just a schus that the meicher the Torah gave a schus to be paid in this field. Since it's not a schus, that's not something that's lacking in the bailus of the one who sold the field. I mean the lekeach rishon. Therefore, there's no din achrayis in this case. And Rabbeinu Hillel, we have to say holds afilu b'chaygav. There is a din achrayis, and therefore he could get reimbursed for his money that he spent. Just one more point: could be the machlokes these two shitas, Rabbeinu Hillel and the Reim, who hold that you're giving the money to the Lekeach Rishon with the Tiferes Yisrael and the Lechem Shemaim, and it's the same for Rabbeinu Geshem, who you're giving the money to, that they hold to give it to the Lekeach Sheni. I saw from the Avodah de Brua, they bring a svara from the Keren David. I'll just put into the Nusach I understand, that it might be totally, this Machlokes might be totally in the Tutzdadim of the Minchas Chinuch, which he mentioned in the previous year. As this din, when one is Goyal Asada, is the Pshat that the Lekech, that when he comes to be Goyal, the Lekech has to make a new Kinyan and be Machnit back to him. Is that the Pshat? Or the Pshat is in Afgata the Malka. And you don't need a new Kinyan, just when he's Goyal Asada, automatically, it's Paka the Kinyan that he had in the Sada, and it reverts back to the Meicher. So if you understand that he has to be machted back to him, then it would be very misdabit to say that he has to deal with the Lekeach Sheni, who's the one who has now the bailus in the Sada. He's the one who has the Kerech to be machted. So it makes sense. You have to go to the Lekeach Sheni, who's the current owner of the field, and he has to be machted back to you. But however, if you understand, it's an afgat to the Malko, meaning I don't need anyone to be machted in the Sada back. It's in a sense an akira in the original, in the Kenyan. That when I'm goyal asada, now the original kinyan is paka mikana labo, and it reverts automatically back to the original owner. So according to this, we can understand very well that he should be able to give it to the lekeach rishon, and with that it'll be paka the schus that they have in the karka, and it'll be automatically revert back to the original owner. However, in the sefer of the Mishnah, where is mechashev im lekeach sheni, that it seems to be l'kuli yama, you certainly give the money to the lekeach sheni. And we just have to add that perhaps even that we mentioned a svara, why there'd be a reason to go back to the lekeach rishon, because he is the one who originally bought it. If it's an afkata de malka, we mean mafkir, the original kinyan. Still, however, we could say that the Torah is mechadish to give it to the lekeach sheni, and he's oimim makom rishon, and he'll also have the koyach through giving it to him to be oiker the kinyan and effect of kata de malka. Moving on to the Gemara, which explains the first part of the Mishnah, the Tan Rabbanan, the Marbings, the Machlekes, Rebbe and Reb Destoy, that Rebbe learned from the psukim that the case is talking with Machul Rishon Bemana, and then Machul Rishon Lasheni Bemasayim of Yecheshmut the Rishon. And the other way, if you sold it to the Rishon Bemasayim, the other way, then he sold it to the Sheni Bemana, you only go with the Sheni. That's Rebbe's Joshua. And Reb Destoy Ben Yehuda, he learns that the Joshua is, he learns from the Pasuk Veheshem Sa'idiv, that you could have this case, we sold to him b'mona, and then it's bich, and now it's masayim, that we only cheshbin you only sleep with a mona. And the other way, we sold him a masayim, and it was a chsif, and omdal mona, again, you only cheshbin the oidiv shebekarka, and only have to give him mona. So to that, the Gemara says, my b'nai, what's the machloikis, where's the difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Destoy, as Rashi points out, the bein lamar, lekulo as linon. So the Gemara says, the Eiker v'zol, the Eiker. As Rashi explains, we sold it to him in Masayim, and then it went down to 100, and he sells it to the Sheini, and then it goes back up to 200. So then according to Rebbe, we'll go, only have to pay a mana, because the Mekach was, to the Sheini was the smaller Mekach, was only worth a mana. However, according to the story, it goes after the Oidah Shabiyadi and Oidah Shabakakim, both of them. It was, the original money was 200, and the original, and the remains from the karka now is also a karka that's worth 200, so Mela, you have to give 200. Now, Tosis here points out that who had din, the Gemara could have said, an opposite here. The Gemara could have said an afkamino between Rebbe and Rebbe Stoy by one lekech. For example, that, a simple case that it was, you sold it to the lekech for 200, and then it went down in value, down to 200. So then he says, according to Rebbe, who does not dash in the oidiv between the Isha Shemach and Isha Shabbat, so then he doesn't go after the oidiv Shabbat and oidiv Shen, oidiv Shabbakarka. So then you have to be goyal according to the Mecher, which was B'yoyker. I mean, there's one prize to Kaveh is the Lekeach. And according to the story of Yehuda, who goes after the Ilu Shabbakarka, and it's Nigelis according to the Ilu, so then according to him, since right now it's worth less, you'll only have to pay the for 100. He just says, the reason why the Gemara said this case, because since the Mishnah was talking about two Meichrin, so we wanted to find an Afkamino by two Meichrin. So it comes out, according to Tosis, that Rav Distoy and Rebbe are arguing in 2 points, in 2 dinim. According to Rebbe, everything is totally in the Mekach, in the Lekach, the price of the sale. So according to him, if there was one sale, there's nothing else to deal with. It's only when there's a second Lekach, so then if there's a difference in the price between the two Mekachs, we'll go after the cheaper price. And that's the whole Keveya. However, according to Rav Distoy, it has nothing to do with the Mekach. Everything is totally in the value of the Karka. So that depends if the whole Keveya is the Shibia of the Karka. Is there a difference between how much it was worth Mekar, what it was sold, and how much the Karka ends up being when the Shas of the Geula, Shas of the Pidyon. And that's the Keveya. So then it comes that you could have enough Kamino and a Chumr and Kula, Lakan and Lakan. So in the case of which the Gemara described by Iker, Vizal, and Iker, so there you'll have a Kula according to Rebbe and a Chumr according to Rebbe Distoy. And in the case of Tosis, where there was one Lekeach and the Karka went down in price or was a Chsifa, so in that case, according to Rebbe Distoy, he's the Kula and Rebbe comes out the Chumr. However, the Rosh in the Shidim Kubetzes is Chaylik on Tosis. And he asks that if we would say like Tosis, then what's the Gemara's kasha? May be nayu. He says it's so posh at the nafkamina. If you have a case where one lekeach, then it went down in value. So according to Rebbe, you pay the price of the original mekeach, and according to the story, you pay the price that it went down in value. It's a very simple nafkamina. So he says al kachich, it's muchach that the Gemara understood that Rebbe was definitely moided to the cooler of the story. And that he agrees to, like he said, he definitely agrees to the drasha of the soy, the veheshev is the oidiv, lisha shabbaseicha, includes the oidiv shabbakarka, and therefore if the value of the karka went down, you will definitely pay the low price. And that does not machlokes. So therefore the more questions, so what is the difference between Rebbe's drasha? Rebbe has in this additional drasha that you learn from Mekach, that there's an afkamina between one lekech and two lekech. What's the difference between him and the soy? So here the Gemara comes up with an afkamina, that you could have a case where he sold it to a second lekech, and then at that point it went down in value, and then afterwards it went up in value. So there you'll have an afkamino that according to the story, it's the higher price, and according to Rebbe, since the second mekech was at a cheaper price, you'll pay that price. So according to him, it comes out one point, is there a kula in two lechem or not? But if when the karka went down in value, everyone agrees to that point. The Rambam in Perek Alef and Shmita V'Yovel Halacha Tazayin brings our sugya, and he paskins first that the case of the Mishnah, which would be the case of Rebbe, that we sold it to the Rishon B'Meya and the Sheni B'Masayim, or the other way around, Machir Rishon B'Masayim, Rishon L'Sheni B'Mona. Each case you go after the cheaper price, and then he continues V'Chena Machir B'Meya V'Hishbicha B'Yad Alekeach V'Arehi Ruya Lehi Machir B'Masayim. And now it's worth more; it's fit to be sold for 200. Went up in value. Mechashel Lefi Hashem Machir. He only has to pay according to the amount of the original sale. If it went down in value, which is the cheaper price. And Rambam concludes, so a number of Achinim question, there's the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Lamites, Aizayin, the Chaknosan, Naflosh Berichin, that how could the Rambam paskin both the Kula of Rebbe and the Kula of the Soi? We saw in Tosis that Say Tosis said that there's a Chumra and a Kulah for each one. So how can he paskin like both Kulahs? So from this they all prove that it's clear that the Rambam did not learn like Tosis. That the Rambam understood like some are mitzayin it to the Shittas Rosh. There's the Chafetz Chaim and Zevach Toida. It puts rather the Rambam with along with the Shittas Rosh. That the Rambam understood, the Rebbe agrees to the kula of Rabbi Destoy. Yeah, the only question, but the only machlekes was the other way. The Destoy was arguing on Rebbe's kula. And so that they say that since, as the Michas Chinuch points out, that since we paskin Allahu Kirebi Mechaveiroi, so that's why the Rambam paskin both kulas. Both the kula of Rebbe and the kula of Rebbe Destoy. The Michas Chinuch just points out, and he's saying this on his own, that here's a weirded Rebbe. How do we know Rebbe agrees to the kula of Destoy? So he doesn't say it from the Rosh we mentioned earlier that he learned from the same pasuk of Rebbe. He says he definitely agreed to the pasuk of Rebbe. However, the Michas Chinuch says it seems that the Rebbe did not dash in that pasuk. He says Rebbe learned it out of the Gzeir Shava Gula Gula from Eved Ivri. And Eved Ivri, the case is the Gemara, the Parshat Tzir is when he was a Shbiach Hichsif. That's the only case. And so from there, so Rebbe learned the Gzeir Shava that who had in by Steachuza, you'll have that Kula. It's just, he says, by Mecher, that we don't have by Eved Ivri. The Rambam paskins that Odin cannot sell the Eved Ivri to someone else. The Rambam brings in Perek Dalet and Avodim. So there we need a special drosha that by two Leichim, there the halach is will go after the cheaper price. And that was Rebbe's drosha. And Ladina, the Rambam paskins like Rebbe, and therefore he brings both kulas. Other achroidim, the Choknos and the Mutzum Eish, Amiyash, the Rambam, a little different. They want to learn that the Rambam understood there is no machloekes between Rebbe and Rebbe Destoy. Each one said a different drasha, and they really agreed to each other. The one was just questioning what would be the difference, be able to come at a difference in the drashas. However, this, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Emuna says that the pashas of the Gemara's Kasha, my Binah, is usually mash, but my pligi. And also he says that Teres Koinim, in Baha'i, when it brings the drasha of Rebbe, only quotes the drasha of Rebbe. And from there, it's mashed that the Teres Koinim was soisim kishitas Rebbe, and because if we would say that they don't argue, it should have brought the drasha of both of them. Rav Chaim Kanievsky over there in Bialocha on the Rambam points out another seemingly important machlekes between when he makes the machlekes, the Rash and the Ravid. That how they mafarish the kash of the Gemara might be nayu in Teres Koinim. In Bahar Paragimel Alocha Dalid, the Rash learns the Kash is that what's the difference between the Kula of Rebbe who was Mekel Boifin that with Lekech Sheni was Kona Bezoil, to Rebbe Destoy who was Mekel in the Oifin that it was Huzel Eitzel Lekech Rishon. What is the difference between his Kula and his Kula? Which really Rashi, and I was thinking, is also mashed like that. The question was that what's the difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Destoy? Bein Lamar, Lekula's Lina. Hatzad Ashavah that they both go after Kulas. However, the Ravid in the Torah is going, he's Mefarsh the Gemara, he understands because in the case of Rebbe, when the Lekeach Rishon sold it to the Lekeach Sheni, the Karka actually went down in value. It's now worth 100. So in that case, Rebbe Destoy agrees, Kipshutoy, when the Karka is a Chsifa, is worth less, you pay the cheaper price. So where, B'mitzias, is there a difference between Rebbe and Rebbe Destoy? That's what the Ravid learns the Kasha. So from this, Reb Chaim Kanievsky understands that they're arguing that according to the Ravid, he understood that the case of Rebbe has to be talking about when the field actually went down in value. When he sold it to the second one for a mana, the field was truly worth only a mana. And only in that case would we say that, according to Rebbe, we would get the kula of the mechira to the sheni b'mana. Masha Enkein, he says, according to the Rash and the... And also kind of seemingly from Rashi, who didn't learn the question of the Gemara like that, it seems that Rebbe's kula has nothing to do if it actually went down in value. Rebbe's kula is the fact that there was a mechira to the second one b'mana. Meaning, even if the field in its true value was really worth 200, just he sold it to him for cheap. He gave him a good deal and he sold it to him for only $100. Still, we would have the din of Al Mishnah, the din of Rebbe, that we would, when it comes to be goylet, he would only have to cheshbin according to the cheaper price and only have to pay a money like he sold it to the Lekeach Sheni. But it seemed that the Ravid would argue on that, and he would not, in such a case, if it wasn't its true value, we would not have the Kula of Rebbe. Now he doesn't point this out, but this really seems to be also in Achroinim, the Hagoyis Agro, and our Sigya seems to be mashma pretty clearly, that the case of Rebbe is talking about the field did not go down in value. When he describes the case, he's on his own, he's saying that Rebbe Al-Karchich Isler of Destoy, he says that which is like the sheet that we mentioned, seemingly from the Rosh and the Rambam, but he's just saying this on his own, that the Rebbe agreed to Rebbe Destoy because from a Kol Shekein. that for sure, the Sivu, when he sold it to the Sheni ben Masayim, they're going to Afal Pisha Adai in Shava Masayim, even though the field is truly worth still 200. Still, we go after the Kula, and we give him the Gula would only be according to the cheap price of a mana. For sure, if it actually went down in value, for sure, Rebbe would agree to that Kula. So it seems that the Agoy Sagro understood the case of the Mishnah was talking about the value didn't change, it was just the price was lower than its true value. Which would be like if Chaim wants Medayik in the Shittas Rash, and it would seem possibly in Shittas Rashi as well. However, the Briskerov, in Chedushi Agriz, he says on his own for a Pshitas, that the case of the Mishnah, when he sold it to the Lekeh Rishon Memana, that has to be, that was the true price. And not that it was really worth 200, and he gave it, and he sold him at a cheaper price. And he proves this because the din is by a Matana, where there was no sale, no price at all, the Geula goes according to the Shavis of the Karka. So we see, you don't pay according to what they pay, but rather according to what the true Shavis is. So that's the Keveya, what's the price of the Mekach? What the true value of the field is on the market? But Rebbe, as he pointed out, that from the Shita Sagra, it seems not like this. Rather, we look at how much they actually paid. It could be Maton is different because there was no Nesinas Mois. But when there's a Nesinas Mois, then that's Kaveya, that the Gula, according to that, how much they actually paid for it, not what it's worth on the market. And like Chaim Kanievsky pointed out, this could be a Machlekes Rash and Raifet. Gemara continues, how do we know that we make these drashas the kula dilma l'chumra? So the Gemara says, le'sal kadaitach, because we learn gula gula me'evit. And then the Gemara says, the agufa, how do we know that it's the kula, maybe it's the chumra? So the Gemara says, le'sal kadaitach, mid the okul rachmana gabe, as Gemara brings the rice of kitoiv le'imach, imach v'meichel, imach v'mishte, shalai te eichel pas nekir, v'hu eichel pas kiver, ata shaysi yayin yoshin, v'hu yoshaysi yayin chodosh, ata yoshin al gabi muchin, v'hu yoshin al gabi karka. So Tosis on Kedushin and Avchav, on the same Gemara, questions that where do we see that Kikoina Odin La'atzmoy, Daila Leo is Kadoina, that is equal, where do you see that he's more of an Odin? So the Tosis answers, like it says in Yerushalmi, that perhaps sometimes Pa'amim Einloy Elakar Achas, the Odin only has one pillow, M'Sheichavala Ba'atzmoy, Einim Mekayim Kitoiv Le'imach, M'Einay Sheichavalov, if he doesn't lie on it, V'Gam Einim Moisil Avdoy, Zumida Sadoim, that neither should sleep on the pillow that's available. Nimsa shal korchiv tzarech limsala avdoi, he has to give it over to his eved while he sleeps without the pillow. V'hainu odoin le'atzmoi. So the Raida Behuda in Tinyona Evan Ezra Simon Laman Aleph was asked a question that according to what the Rosh over there says in Kedushin in Perak Aleph Simon Chav Zayin, that in this halacha, that the Odin has to provide for the Eved, the Rosh says that Vafil be Eved Ivri im yasna hakoil fitnoi, that the Odin can make a tenai not to provide him with these things, as he brings from the Gemara in Apoilim, that we find similar by a Sochi, one can make these tenoim. The Radal is Masber, that the Shitas Rosh is that this din of Kitoiv Leimach is a schus momenis that the Eved has, and therefore, and therefore, a Tanai could help, like, called over Shabbat Momin, Tanoi Kayim. So, this, the Noidimid was asked, that according to the Rosh, that if he could make a Tanai on these Chiyuvim, he says, why is it the Rishalmi say that if they only have one pillow, he would have to give it up to the Evid, and therefore be called Kaino Adin La'atzmai? Why don't we say that since that if it comes to a situation they only have one pillow, it should not be a midas adoim. Rather, the other should be able to make a tenai against his should be koyfin his eved to be moichel to his rabbi al chiyuvoi because it's the davar shabim amin which he can have tenoim and he can be moichel it. So therefore, he should force the eved to be moichel it, and therefore he'll keep the pillow for himself. So to this, the Noi Dibu, the answer is in Vitzayin to Rashi and Kedushin on your Testament base that says that when the Gemara talks about the davar shabim amin tenoi kayim by Kedushin. The other Gemara says that you can be Mekadish Amanas, Rashi Amanas, Ein Lecha Alayish Exos V'Oino. In such a case, we read those Davashim Momen Tanai Kaim, Rashi says that's only by Shevik Sus, Aval Oino, which is a Tzayir de Gufu, Lo Yisiyav L'Mechila. That is not given to Mechila. So based on this, the Noid Behuda says that even though the Rosh said that the Odoin can make a Tanai, that he won't give him Yain Yoshin, he won't give him Pas Nakiyo, that's because there's no Tzar by drinking Yain Chodosh or Achilles Pas Kiver, that's not a Dabashal Tzar. So you can make a Tanai, that's Dabashal Mamamne, and you could get him to be Moichel and make a Tanai, he won't provide that for him. But he says, but he can't make a tanai that he won't give him muchin, and therefore he'll end up sleeping on the floor. Because that's a davar shebitzar. And a davar shebitzar, it does not help tanoim, and the eved does not have and there's no din mechila on this case of kar. So he says, therefore says, miyushiv, why, if there's one pillow, he'll have to have him to give him to the eved, because he won't be able to get the eved to be moichel that chiv. And he says, that's why it's very miyushiv, why the Yishalmi, the place brings from the Yishalmi, we didn't mention the earlier cases of the Braisa, the cases of Yai in the past, which are earlier. That we could have a case that only has one pass, one good case and one good pass, why don't we make it tonight in that case? But he says, if he says miyushiv, because it's only in this last case of Bayakar, there is where it clearly comes out that he can't get the other in the Eved to be Meichel, and here will have to be a situation, he'll have to give it to the Eved, and the Eved will be Koin the other in La'atzmai. The Ma'isa Choshev in our Sugya brings this in Oidi Behuda, and he just says it's Momaduyik, there's a, in the Lashon of our Gemara, as opposed to the Sugi and Kedushin. The Sugi and Kedushin, when it quotes the Braisa, has a little different nusach. It says, Ata Yoshin al Gabi Muchim, Vahu Yoshin al Gabi Hatevin. Mashenkin in our Gemara, it says, Ata Yoshin al Gabi Muchim, Vahu Yoshin al Gabi Karka. So he says, sleeping on a karka, that's considered a devil shal tzar. But to sleep on Tevin, he says, that seemingly would not be a bigger tzar than drinking Yain Chodosh. That's not a devil shal tzar. So he says, the Neidi Behudas, pshat would work better with the gersa of our sugya. The Gemara continues, Ad Rav Nachmer Leo bin Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina, which we machmer on the Eved, because we see as Rav Yisrael Rav Chanina Darshin, the Kamakosha, Afkar Shal Shvius, that Adam Noise, even Noise, and Peir Shal Shvius, he the Saif Meicha as Metal Tlov. So Taisus here questions that what's the, I mean, Nolan, that it was through an Isra Schaira, that it came out of these Kalkulam, maybe it came because of the Ikra Isra of Harisha Zriya. So Tosfos answers, the Hainu Mida Keneged Mida, the Aidei Shemocha Peirish Shvius, Hu Moicher Es Asher Loi. Rashi Kedushin seems to give another teretz, and Rashi says in the Vadim Kedushin Avchav that it comes from the pasuk itself, that the pasuk says, V'chi simkru im timkru v'tiknu mashasati lachem boy soich limcha mimkorecha v'chol klei beisecha. And that's the way the Gana Dash in this pasuk, being that it's right next to the parasha of Yovel, that's going on the mechira of Issa Yovel. And the Tzayin Kedoshim on his own says this pshat, and he just adds that that's why the Gemara brought the Bereish of the Pasuk. The Gemara should have just said, the V'chsev, the Iconim Yanu Yisecha, Dava Niknim Yad Liyad, which is Ikad Rosh, that he's selling with Altlin. So he says, why are we bringing the Bereish of the Pasuk? Because that's who we're dashing there, V'chisimkru. And he says, that's an extra word, you could have just said, V'chisimkru Lam Yisecha. So we're dashing, V'chisimkru, Dava Shasati Lachem B'Shviyas, then say, you're going to end up being Memka, you're going to have to sell it, Lam Yisecha, and that's a Dava Niknim Yad Liyad. The Cheshek Shloim in Kedushin Daf Chav explains a nice pshat why this whole parsha is a midah keneged midah for what he did by selling Perish Shvius. He explains that the Einish is midah keneged midah and Aveira. Like he explains, Vish Ikra Tam Shal Shmita, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Lamates, is Kedai, the person should know that Lashem Aretz Maloya, the Aretz Shali. And he says, a person who's not Mekayim Mitzvah Shvius, he's Marah Be'atzmei Sha'aretz Shaloy L'chalutin. And therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu pays him back, midah b'midah, that he has to end up selling as kol shaloi v'es atzboi, k'dei sheyedu should realize that l'Hashem aretz maloyo, uv'rtzoini nosin loy, uv'rtzoini notam imenu, and that's why he keeps losing mata till he has to give everything up. And the Gemara comes out on the final step of this person who's falling, the Gemara says, oy le'ekez ha'nimke v'nasim v'sharis l'avayiz k'chavim atzmo. So Rashi explains, "Nasim Meshoyis Shehayin Nasim Meshoyis Lavedus Kichavim Lachtei Veitzim V'Lushev Mayim." However, Rabbi Negeshim, he's Masber. He says, "Zehanimkel Lavedus Zara Atzma Shehay Mechabed Umerabeitz Lefanel." He should sweep and wash the floors before Lavedus Zara. So in Shura of David Salvechik, he asks that according to Rabbi Negeshim, this is an Issa Lavedus Zara. As the Rambam says in Per Gimel in Aloch Avav in Chasavay Dezara, that I'm a Chabed and I'm a Rabbi Tzlefoneo, Chol Ki Yoitze B'Divere Kovar Eilu, Oiv V'Loisa Se, Shinem V'Loisa Avdim, Dvarim Eilu B'Chal Avaydim, and he says, if it's Avay Dostim B'Kach, then he's Chayiv on it. So how could the Rebbeinu Geshem say that a person could sell himself, it's Mashmah, it's not an Isser, it's an Einish, but it's not something that be awesome for him to do. So to this, the Yikar Erech answers that since he's not being mechaven l'shem Elihus, and he's not doing it to be mechabed the Elios. Therefore, even if he's nimkel lechabed l'arpes lefaneo, it's not different than being choytiv etzim, which is mutter apidin. Moving on to the seifa of the Mishnah, which the Gemara discusses at the end of la'imkay b'rochik v'yigal b'karayv b'ro v'yigal b'yofe. That's one halacha, and v'la'ilva v'yigal, he can't be borrowed to be goyel, and v'la'yigal chatzoyin. And mehektish is mutter b'chulam. First, on this point of Limka Barachi Gilbakara, if Tysus on Amr Alva speaks out that who had an Ibcha, the Lair also be Osir, and Lorcha the Milsenaka, this is just a normal case, and Tysus Yamdu says that's why the Rambam was just Mafarish, the Yimka Sadis Achayim, because it's, the Gemara is just picking on a practical example. The Gemara is Mazbe with the Makar of these Halachas, the Gemara explains that on Rabban Vesigi Yoda Yaratzma Shalayil Vavigal, Umotze is Pratla Motze, Shalayimka Barachi Gilbakara. So the Sasemis says a question that what will be if one had money at the time of the Mechiras Asad? He says, although the Pasuk says, Ki Yomuch, and we darshan that only when a person's moch should he sell his field, so Rambam Paskins in Yud Aleph, Shemitah V'yoyev Al-Halachi Gimel, but the Rambam himself says that im over mocher, if he was over and he sold it, even though he had money, Mikol Mokam Arei L'Mechum is a Mekach. So what will be if one had money, would he be able to be goyel with that money, which is B'yodai? I mean, he seems to understand that the Prat L'motzi is only, like the Gemara says in this case, that he has a Sada. But money, Yesh Lodin, if that be Nismayit. And he just wants to assume a Pashas, that will also be not permitted, but he says it's Archi in Ladino. David Salvechik and Shum is also mistapic about this. He wants to be Daik in the Rambam in Yud Aleph, Halach Yud Zayin. He says, the Meuchah Sadas, the Echuzasi, Vahiloi Sada Sacheris, Umochem Eosma Sada is Kedai Legal Sada Shemachar. The Ram only discussed that we're talking about the had fields. But he declares what would be about if he had metaltlin or money, maybe that would not go into the Isser. He also has a tzarchin. However, the Meloi Royim, he assumes for a pashtis that the pashta drosho motzah, pratla motzah, is going on money that he has biyadi b'shasa mechira. That's the ikra drosho. And then he just says, "V'hada amash layimka berachik who in mifneatzme." That's something else. And then he concludes, "V'yeshloimad that that's also learned out of meumotza, the mash meumotza me'elov, and not that he should be mishtadel to sell karka, a different piece of karka to get money, but it's pushed by him that if the money that he owns at the time of the mechira would definitely be nismayit from using that for geula. He has to receive money from other sources. Now the Rishash says, "What would be if he got a matana?" Means when it says hisigi yodi, what does that mean? Hisigi yodi can't be with a halva, and it can't be has properties that he owned at the time of the sale. So he says, what about if he got a matana? So that he says it means arayin from the gemara and tmura that would also be nichlal in hisigi yodi, and that would be permitted. This meaning it will come out that either for him to be able to be goyel, either he has to seemingly earn money or he can receive matana, which would also qualify and be permitted for use that money to be goyel. Now the Mechitz Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Mem Sivkot and Dalid, he has a suffix if one could be goyel as Teachuza Bal Korch of the Lekeach with Shavu Kesef. That's the suffix he has. So first in the Arsameach in Perek Beis and Avodim Alocha Ches, he assumes for a Pashtis that as Teachuza you could be goyel with Shavu Kesef. But Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Amuna, he wants to bring perhaps a raya from this Mishnah that says Layimke Berachik V'Yigal Bekarif. So he says, why would the Mishnah have to say that he shouldn't sell Berachik? Why don't we tell us that let him use the Sada Rechaika to be goyel with that field itself? So he says, from here will be Mashma, a Raya, that's Raya, that one cannot be paid the B'Shava Kesef. That he has to first sell the field and get money, and only with the money he'd be able to be goyel. However, so the Shmuz Chai wants to be Matzcha the Raya, he says that perhaps you could say the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush, that even if that telling us berachik v'yigal b'karev, that would be a chiddush. That even that's considered motzi. Means I would have thought that maybe the field itself is partial as it was motzi b'shas the mechira. But even if he would sell it and now he received money for that, maybe that money is not called motzi. Kamash belong to that also motzi, and that would be aser. I don't mean to suggest that maybe that it's negay for that he wants to be goyel b'karech of the lekeach. So the practical life would be that he has to take the money and give it to him. So he says if a field wouldn't be practical, how does he use that to be give it to him al-Karchai? The parsha oifen is he takes money and he puts it in his veshus. So therefore, we have to say he's meichrit to get money which he can use to be goyel bal karchi. B'tzarachin. Now, in the dinim of our Mishnah, the Rashi in Kedushin on the Chof and Beis, he's discussing the din of one can be goyel l'chatzoyin. He says that's only a din that you can't be koifin the force the odin to mekabel pidyon l'chatzoyin. But he says, but if he would want to do it mirtzoyinoy, if the lekech was willing to take the pidyon l'chatzoyin, he says that would be a peroin and it would work. And the Rashi only said it on the din of l'yigel l'chatzoyin. But however, in Derech Amuna, in the Sivkon Pei Zayin, he's assumes that this halacha applies to all the dinim of our Mishnah, and he's mitzayin to his Orcha Shulchan and Yishuas Malkoi that say this halacha applies to all the dinim. That's only if it's not in the rot with the rotzen lekech, but the lekech is maskim, then it'll be permitted. And the Orcha Shulchan is medayik this from the, he says the Gemara did not say a nemutal legal like I said it in the ratio by the dinim being goyal pachsim shteishanim, and that was also behechlet. Whether it's mitzad the lekech, whether it's mitzad the meicher, it's aser. Mashaykin in our Mishnah doesn't say ainu mutter, says shema mino, that in berotzen lekech it would be permitted. I mean, we could explain the reason why this case it's totally in the rotzen lekech is like the Orcha Shulchan explained. We mentioned earlier in the shir l'tamei that the reason why the Torah instituted these dinim of layimka v'yigal and can be layiv goyel and can be goyel l'chatzoyin is all the te'eles for the lekeach that we should be able to find koinim. I mean, if someone could do these things, a koinim would not be willing to purchase the field because the person could be goyel very easily. Therefore, for his te'eles, which we said could be zbila te'eles of shneim, but te'eles that we should be able to find a koinim. So therefore, we can understand, it's very good that if Mechai Gavno, he's maskim, he's willing to take it, he's willing to be goyal in such an oifen, then Mechai Gavno, it would be mutter. Now, in regards to the dinim of our Mishnah, Limka Baruch, Gvigo Bakoroiv, can be loiv of a goyal, v'chuli, the Mishashi is mistapik, what would be the halacha in regards to when a koriv is goyal? So the Mishnah now explained, does the koriv have these dinim or not? So the Mishash concludes that even though the psukim, which the Gemara darshins, from the v'ishke la'yir le'goyel v'sigi yodim matzikidei gu'ulasai, all those psukim are only speaking in regard to when he himself, when the meich himself is goyel. But he says, but he brings the teres koinim, that's marbe, these dinim with him ein inyan, that a kariv also has these halachas. And also the Orcha Shulchan in Simla Megimel Sivkot Yud, who is also declared the shayla, and he says on his own misvara that kroivim do have these chumris, these dinim, and he says mis menasvara because eich evsher that abami koichoy yila yoiser koyach from hu atzmai. So how can it be the kroiv should have a better din than the goyel himself? So karchich, it's they have these chumris as well. However, the Rishash continues that in regards to the din of giroyin, that when one is goyel hisada yimigareya, the amount of years that passed, and you deduct that from the cheshbin, and he only has to be goyel according to the remainder of the years until yovel. He says that din is only when the Baal HaSada himself is goyel. He says, but when the kroivim come to be goyel the sada, no matter when they come to be goyel, they have to give the entire demei hamekach without any groin at all. That's the halacha by kroivim. And he says, and he explains, because the pasuk of Yechishev, which is the pasuk of that they have geroyin, because that's only been said by Gulas Baal HaSada. Masha'en kein, the by Gulas Kroivim, there did not have this din of Chishev, and he says, Ma'ayin be'ein b'kicha in the Psukim, you'll see it's clear, this is the halacha. Which means, Pasha, he's learning, if the Psukim follow him in Per Chafei, Pasuk Chafei, it says, Tats kiyam chichicha u'mocha me'achuzosai, u'ba'goyel le'akoyev e'lo v'goyel le'ismim karachiv. Goyel comes and is goyel. And then the pasuk continues, "Ve'ish ki lo yilai goyel, ve'isigi yada yomatzik dei gulasai." And pasuk of Zayin it says, "Ve'chishav eshneimim koyev ve'heishav esoidiv." See, he's medayik. Then, in regards to goyel to gulas kroivim, there's no dimechishav. It's only after when the pasuk continues, "Now ish ki lo doesn't have a goyel and he comes to be goyel, then there's a din of a chishav." However, Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlau in Chelik Gimel in Daf Kuf Pei Dalid Amid Beis, he wants to prove from the Chizkuni, not like the Rishash. Chizkuni explains the pasuk that on the pasuk Chafei when it talks about gulas kroivim that it says v'gal es mimkar achiv. Chizkuni says v'gal es mimkar achiv miyat. Aval b'moicher hu oimer v'chishe v'shnei mimkaroi. As the Chizkuni explains, v'chishe stam moicher ina yachel liftois azman meruba. So he's medayik from the Cheskuni that he's explaining why did the Torah not say v'chishev ba'i geulas kroivim. That's because the derech of a goyel, of a kroiv who has money, he's not the one who sold the machmas doichoy, he's goyel taken from a yat, and therefore there's no din geroyin. Mashen came by ish kiloi loy goyel, he is not able to be paid it right away, because he sold it because he doesn't have money, and therefore, so if he's coming to first be goyel later, so there's a din v'chishev v'shneim kroi. That is a din we have to start calculating and deducting the years that passed. So it's medayik that it's mashma, that if the goyel himself would come later, after a few years, to be goyel the sada, by the goyel would also be a din of v'chishev and also have a din of geroyin. And the Torah just didn't speak of v'chishev by a goyel because it's normal for a goyel to come right away and be goyel. And like the Shita of the Chizkuni, also the Oyla Shloim in our Sugya, also brings the Rashash, and he's Chaylik on the Rashash, he says that by Gulas Kroivim, there'll be a Din Giroin as well. Also, another point that Miruchim Fishel Perlel takes out from this Chizkuni, that he wants to prove in the Chizkuni that he understood that a Kroiv could be Goyal Miyad, and he does not have the Din to wait the 2 years that the Goyal himself has to wait. And on this, Chaim Knievsky in Derech Amuno, in Perikid Aleph, Halacha Yud Ches, in the Bi'alacha, he wants to be matzah the Raya, he wants to say that could be the Chizkuni agrees that even a Karev cannot be Goyal the first 2 years. He just says the Chizkuni is contrasting it with the regular Goyal. A regular Goyal, he can't be Goyal. He normally doesn't, he sold the machmas doichoy. So for him, until he gets, he's able to, his sigui yodi and get money, it could take a number of years, it could take some time. So that's why the Torah spoke at the din, v'chishev by the goyel, because you have to calculate the amount of years, more and less, depending whenever he comes to be goyelit. Mashenka, by a regular goyel, a karev, he'll come the first moment he's able to be goyel, which is take of him yad, but that could be, it's only after the first 2 years. I think a smach to the Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita saying, it'd be in the words of the Chizkuni himself, he has to contrast the difference between the Goyal and the Korev that the Goyal doesn't have money for after a while. Mashenkin a Korev, he can be Goyal, he has the means and ability to be Goyal right away. We could have just said, according to Yochum Fischel Perla, we could have said a simple difference, that a Goyal has a din, he has to wait 2 years. That's why there's a din v'chishev. Mashenkin by the Karev, there's no din v'chishev because he could be Goyal right away. Take it from Yad, he doesn't have to wait till 2 years. The fact that he made a difference between that he's able to be masig money right away and he's not able to be masig money right away, there'll be a smach that we're discussing after the 2 years. But the Goyal, he has the means to be, at the minute he could be, that he has the possibility to be Goyal, he's able to be Goyal. Mashenkin, by the Baal HaSadeh, there we spoke at the Mechisha because it fluctuates depending on when he's able to get the means to be able to be Goyal HaSadeh. But in either case, Reb Chaim Knievsky says that even if you understand that the Chizkuni holds he could be Goyal Miyad, he says that's a Chiddush, and he brings that most of the Rishonim assume not like that you can't be Goyal even a Karev is not able to be Goyal until after the 2 years.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.